Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. All right? And the way you do that is you get informed, you get engaged, you get involved, and you make a difference. And we will win. If you guys would engage more, we would win. And some of you are already doing a great job. Really, seriously. Keep up the good work. You're not going to have somebody patting you in the back every time you turn around. You do something right. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And once you get the information you need, it's really simple. Use it. Use it to show and to prove that you know what you're talking about and that whatever information you're getting is wrong and this is why it's wrong. Anyway, unreal. With all the information. I don't know if you caught this. So I've been saying this for a while, and not that this guy's like a man of integrity or anything, but I kept saying that when you see, look at what's going on now with Joe Biden. You see in CNN, some of these other news sources coming down on him, right? Calling out, I think CNN did what, 3 minutes of his lies? Just amazing. Now what you're seeing is even some of the other Dems are snubbing him. President Joe Biden's refusal to close the southern border is really causing problems with Chicago and New York, D.C. And when the Republican governors were complaining, he did nothing. They did nothing. Joe Biden was not interested in helping. Matter of fact, the funny thing about it is that he's not helping New York City or any of the other ones. And what we're being told is he doesn't help because he'd be admitting that there was a problem, that the border was not secure. And again, this open borders are killing even the people that he is he's supposed to be allied with. Democrats, I mean, again, they're talking about over 100,000 recently entering into New York and some of the other cities from foreign nations who have no business being in our country. Absolutely none. They're supposed to go through the process. We have laws for a reason. You know, I always love with the lunatics. They start screaming to break the law to let somebody in or to do this or to throw the president out or to close down a store. They don't want you to care about the Constitution. They want you to go through it and do whatever it is they want you to do to make it happen. But yet, if they think you're infringing on their rights, stepping on their rights, they'll start telling you all about the law. That no one's above the law, right? We've all heard it. He's also doing some campaign fundraising during the visit. Ends on Wednesday. Adams was invited to the Biden fundraiser as well as a reception at the Metropolitan Museum. Won't go. Doesn't want to see him. He figures if Biden doesn't care about the New Yorkers, he's not going to be involved in it. You know, he spent the last couple of weeks talking about how bad it is, how much the city's being hit, how much money the city's spending, and that they don't have it. You know, they don't have the extra money to spend to begin with. Ha-ha. And D.C.'s not helping, because then they'd be admitting something's wrong, right? Now, this is, remember, he used to call himself the Biden of Brooklyn. Was that last year? And a few speeches he gave. It was hilarious. We made fun of him. Politico's got an article called The Breakup of Biden and Adams. Right? Decision by Biden and Adams to avoid each other, they go on in the article, is a concession to the reality that their relationship is deeply broken. I mean, Biden doesn't even realize or think, or even know, that this is an issue. A source described as the City Hall advisor told the outlet, it just means that the two of them are trying to avoid an exasperating conversation and making the situation worse. Wow. Now, many of those virtuous New York liberals who claim to live on the strength of their diversity, they want this city to be a sanctuary from immigration laws or having to live among the deluge of immigrants, they're starting to change their minds. Maybe not so good, right? I mean, seriously. You know, really would love to see Adams have a meltdown with Joe. Invite Joe in, all right, and meet him in front of the hotel. See if he'll meet there. Or would that be too easy? Anyway, you people in New York City, you hired the guy. You voted for the guy. You keep this up, just like in Chicago. You guys keep doing this. And then you start screaming, why gun violence up? Why is this violence up? Why is that violence? It's the people. There's only one common thread. You keep voting for Democrats in those cities. See, I mean, to a degree, you deserve what you get. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Peter Hose. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. There's something, I mean, I don't want to do this. Hello, kid. I mean, it could take hours to get through some of this craziness that, you know, we're seeing happen out there. Right? I mean, you look at this stuff, you look at what's going on, and you say, are there low IQ people in all these positions in government? Is it really truly become one of those crony scenarios where unless you you know, you got friends in the government, you'll never get a job with the government, and it doesn't matter whether you really, truly, and you heard it from Brad Dacus, you got a lot of judges right now that are not qualified for the job. They can't tell you anything. You know, I think it's interesting is that when you start asking some of these people about the Constitution for real, they don't know. First of all, how do they become a judge? That should be number one that you have to know, that you have to have a clue on. Right? Anyway, talk about lunatic, right? A Washington mayor said that she's been harassed after audio from her 9/11 call to report a group of far right-wing petition signature gatherers at Walmart. Now, there's some far right-wing petitions at Walmart. Now, this is her on the 9/11 call. And they don't, well, they're not leaving. Yakima Mayor Janice DeCio can be heard saying in a 9/11 call on September 3rd that Walmart has asked them repeatedly to do so, and the police have not taken them off the premises. Well, maybe because, you know, he decided to defund the police. I'm just throwing it out there, right? Activists were gathering signatures on six Washington ballot initiatives, all related to taxes, parental rights, police pursuits, over the Labor Day weekend. The initiatives are funded by a group called Let's Go Washington. Now, recording of that 9/11 call was first shared on YouTube. In the call, the dispatcher and supervisor can be heard telling the CEO that the petitioners have a right to gather signatures on private property under state law. Walmart would need to obtain a court order to stop them. What's the law? What law? She's not interested in the law. Gathering signatures for ballot measure petitions is a constitutionally guaranteed practice in the state of Washington, especially according to the Washington Secretary of State office, which acknowledges that the law does not clearly spell out what to do, or to what extent businesses or other private property owners can exclude. The Chico, I don't even know how she's spelling this, is expected to address the issue at her Yakima City Council meeting. Why do you want him to go? Oh, because it was a right-wing group. Got it. That's just amazing. These people are amazing. Come on. These people are amazing. I don't care. Don't even know what they were petitioning about. Well, yes, she did. She stated it was. Just he told me that they were harassing shoppers and that the manager had called the police numerous times after she asked the petitioners to move from the entrance of the store. Walmart declined to answer the questions because they weren't there. Right? Simple. The Yakima Police Department confirmed the 9/11 call, told a news source that officers will not remove signature gatherers from business properties, not without a court order. I mean, wait a minute. They were following the law? Just amazing. Anyway, I just get the biggest... She admitted later on that she should have called the chief, asked him what the law was, what they could do or couldn't do. But this is what some of these... I'm sorry, but is this what some of these hardcore left-wing Democrats who get elected to these offices, they think it's a dictatorship. They can just holler out whatever they want to holler out, get done whatever they want to get done. It's not right. Not in any way. Speaking of Washington, Washington Governor Jay Inslee says the state needs more money, especially to get rid of these homeless people. She actually said get rid of. Yeah. $143 million dollars for a homeless program. They got less than 1,000 people. You hear me? Less than 1,000 people housed. And you want to trust them with your money. You think it's okay. An initiative to remove homeless camps from roadways needed more money to continue next year. Now, that's according to Washington Governor Jay Inslee. He said, you can't do this with $0, Inslee, a Democrat, told the local news source. We'll need the legislation in January to step up and increase funding. You didn't get them anywhere. You didn't help them. less than 100. You for real? For $143 million, you could have bought a hotel, right? I mean, a hotel, motel, whatever, with a bunch of rooms in it, a couple of them for that matter. Okay, and put a staff together to wait on these people, for God's sakes. At least statewide Rights of Way Safety Initiative began in June of 2022 with the goal of removing homeless camps from state property. On Friday, Inslee toured a tiny town village in Olympia. It's funded by the initiative that will soon provide shelter to 50 people who previously lived in an encampment along the I-5. The governor said during the hour that the safety initiative is out of money. Government never does these kind of jobs well. Never. Right? I mean, what you need at this point, seriously, you need to give it over to a private company and watch over them. Watch over them. Have a government, a combo government-private oversight committee to watch over them, make sure they're doing the job right. But the government, again, when it comes to issues like this, there's nothing there. They can't do anything. They don't know how to spend this money. They don't have the relationships with people in these kind of businesses forever to get these things done, right? He goes on to say, actually said, we're very proud of the work state agencies have done. But we need much more money. They always need more money. $143 million. Are you hearing that? $143 million. They removed 1,300 people, 800 accepted housing. There's only 126 are still not homeless. Trouble's in your host. Maybe mental health needs to be put in place.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More auto workers could be on the picket lines as early as Friday.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, They will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons. He addressed the UN General Assembly earlier today as his country continues the fight against Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 1990s. Gas prices are at a 2023 high. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. That's a 5-cent jump over the past week, as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Let me clarify, because some of you are already going at it over my comment about the public-private partnership. There are public-private partnerships at work when they're overseen properly. However, when I was talking about this particular issue with the homeless, it seems like the only one that wants to get money, they give money to the state counties, they give money to the cities, and it really never fixes it. And then you get people from the community screaming, look, you spent all the money. I said it a long time ago. There were these parking lots next to the freeways, and they were putting these little huts up next to them. You know, I don't even know how to explain them. They were little huts, and probably two to a hut. Very small. Small air conditioners, again, the electricity of the huts, whatever. But two of these people who usually don't like to live together. And then what happens? They start to fight. Damage is done. This is not the way to do this. And now they know. And they got, you know, porta potties down at the end of the walkway. These people used to walk 5 feet away from their sleeping bag and let loose, you know? Anyway. So there are ways to do this. But you really truly need more than just the government taking tax money that they don't realize is your money. Oh, it's free money. It's from the state. Right? I'm serious. I know so many politicians that even when they say taxpayer dollars or their tax dollars, they don't really see them for what they are or understand really what they are. And that's what we need to get. I would love to see some of these things, but what I say about, maybe I need to rephrase it. There needs to be some kind of, I don't know, oversight committee. Small, not with 100 people on it. They really scream about this stuff and keep an eye on the dollars. Because overall, not always, but overall, these cities and towns, they don't watch over the money the same way you or I would, knowing it was our tax dollars. Anyway, after doing all this and spending all this money, they got 100, so far, they got 126 people in permanent housing. Right? Washington State has the fourth largest homeless population in the country. They have over 25,000 people. California beats it, and New York beats it. Now, the governor's office said the safety initiative, well, it's helped. It got nearly 1,000 people access to housing. Okay. Until you get them the mental health they need, that doesn't mean anything. Seriously. Let's talk about mental health issues. You can't because nobody wants to touch it. Everybody's so afraid of it. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. 855. Yeah. See, you like to get my blood pressure up, don't you? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure. You know, this is how sneaky this group is. But a failed Biden nominee quietly appointed a top role overseeing war, and I didn't know the name for it, the war on household appliances. Now, the Department of Energy quietly promoted a top advisor, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, to a senior role overseeing home appliance regulations. Right? Because he failed to clear the Senate confirmation last time around. The DOE announced last week that Jeff Marushian was appointed to be the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the agency's Office of Energy Efficient Renewable Energy. Wow, they can't make these titles any longer, huh? The White House withdrew his name for appointment because he had so many issues. He was put up for the Energy and Natural Resource Committee chair. Wow. It just doesn't, I mean, Joe Manchin doesn't even want this guy. But the appointment makes this guy, effectively, he's the chief of the Department of Energy's Department of Renewable Energy. Yeah, forget it. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Biden is yet to nominate another person to be Assistant Secretary for Energy Efficient Renewable Energy, meaning Marushian will be. It won't require Senate confirmation because he's only an assistant. Until they get somebody in a position above him. They won't do it. It's their way around it. I got to give them credit. Look at it. You got to give the Democrats credit for something. And that is that they know how to work the system. Well, so they created it. They created the holes in it. They should. But they know how to work the system, and they're not afraid to. They know how to work the courts and the legal process, and they're not afraid to. And they have thought this stuff out well in advance of what the Republicans do, will push back on, or even know about. Oh, I find it all, I'm sorry, but I do. I find it all amazing. I mean, why haven't we got there yet? I think the Republicans, to a degree, are afraid of power. Totally afraid. Because, like, now they're going to be held even more. If they have the Senate, the House, they'll be held even more in contempt if they don't do what the people want them to do. And they better sign, you know, if they ever get this all back in, they better go after these laws big time to the point where they're starting to pass laws that are going to protect us against these morons that show up and now want to get rid of gas stoves, but can't figure out what else to replace it with. Because you replace it with electricity, how do you fire off that electricity? How do you fire off those power plants? With natural gas. There isn't enough power for wind. There isn't enough sunlight for the solar panels. I know, I say it over and over again. Got it. Right. Anyway, the rules that they're putting in place, they're making life more expensive for Americans. They don't care. And as you heard earlier, it's so true. They want to get rid of all fossil fuels. Really? And what are you going to replace them with? And then what about these third world nations that they're pushing hardcore to get rid of this stuff? I mean, really? How are they going to do their farming? They're mostly agricultural. How are they going to do the farming? How are they going to get the products where they need to be? And don't tell me a tractor could run all day long, every day. An electric tractor could run like that. not buying it. Now, California Newsom, I mean, again, Governor Newsom, man won't answer a question. Not if he thinks he's going to hurt him. He refuses to say whether he supported any legal limits on abortion. While dismissing, ready for this? This is what I talk about when they say they're so self-unaware. While dismissing GOP claims that Democrats back late-term abortions. Hello? If you won't put a limit on, then you're good for good. You're good all the way through. An abortion anytime. And he was asked, and he was at CNN. This should have been an easy one. By Dana Bash to react to former President Trump's recent comments accusing the Democrats of supporting abortions right up to the moment of birth. They do. And so what he does, he plays a word game. Newsom's like, well, what does he mean after birth abortion? It's made up. No, actually, it's not. Just be clear about what the limits on abortion should be. He wouldn't answer the question. He kept saying it's a political thing. People not seeking abortion. Really? She interrupted him and said, what is your policy? What should it be? He said, the policy's not up to Donald Trump or me. Again, won't respond. Right? It's up to you, to women, to bear the responsibility uniquely and distinctly. Oh, got it. So we'll give you the right to kill. You have to decide whether to kill or not, and that's okay. You know, seriously, it's total BS. It's exactly where they need to go because they know they've gone too far. No, actually, no. Matter of fact, the policies that the Republicans want to put in place are the policies that well over 80% of the American public want. The policies that you want to stay with, Democrats in general, are not supported by the general populace. So the anger invoked California's own laws, which previously limited abortions at viability, which is about 24 weeks. Newsom pointed out a constitutional amendment was passed last year that says the state shall not deny or interfere with. Right. Wow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, okay? Otherwise, you know as well as I do, you're part of the problem, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, Joe with the Real... JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Ain't that hard. Really isn't, right? Easy to do. We were talking about Governor Nuisance, who really feels that, you know, this is the freest state in the country. Because he allows your kids to decide what they're going to chop off, what they're going to keep, what they're going to add on from like 12 years old and up, what their medical treatments are going to be, all of that. He thinks that that makes total sense. He has no clue. He's a very ill man. Newsom would answer, is there a point where abortions no longer are okay? It used to be viability, 24 weeks. And I do not get, I would love to see these Democrats who feel this is okay and it's not a big deal, to sit and watch an abortion of a 30-week-old human, of a 20-week-old human. Watch how they duck and dodge, or try to duck and dodge the suction tube. Right? I mean, you know, when DeSantis went off on this, I think what's really funny here is NBC came to the rescue of Newsom and actually accused DeSantis of misrepresenting Dem support for no limit abortions. Not true. They do have. They have. We have states that were okay with no limit abortions. And they're trying to say they're false flags. They're not real. Well, I'm sorry, whether the person, whatever you want to call it, and for whatever reason, when you take a life of a human being in the womb who is viable, let it live outside the womb. Give it to somebody else, for God's sakes. Why do you have to take its life? Right? Just amazing. Anyway, oh, here we go. One Democrat made an alarming remark about Biden's viability. He says, you know, death is imminent at his age. Oh, God. I'm sure the other Dems really loved hearing that. There were a couple of anxious Democrats, but one of them sounding off to the Washington Post about their increased concerns over Biden's age and viability, you know, heading into the 2024 election. One Ohio Democrat put it bluntly, death is imminent for octogenarians like Biden. He said a period of his life for passing death right around the corner. That's the leader of the Democrat Party in the Rain County in Ohio. Many Democrat voters are worried about the president's health. We are all on a ticking clock, but when you're his age, clock's ticking pretty loud, pretty fast. I like this person. Another Democrat lawmaker feared the possibility of Biden securing the nomination and then having to drop out due to health problems. If he won the re-election, he would be 86 by the end of his second term. Yeah, not good. We need to have age limits on... No, I don't agree with Trump on this one. We need to have age limits on the president. And cognitive issues or tests. Have to. Worst case scenario. See, when our founding fathers put these things in place, you have to understand something. They fought for the freedom of this country. They fought for you and I to have freedoms. They couldn't imagine, really, that somebody would easily give those up. They kind of imagined that most of us would have the integrity, the majority of the Americans would have the integrity to make sure we had the right people in office over us. I don't think they knew that we were evil. I'm not so sure they really thought that the one party could get that evil. Or hate a country or hate a group of people so much they didn't care what they did. I mean, again, abortion is not new to the 2000s. Been around for a long time. It's been happening for a long time. If they thought it was going to get out of hand, if they thought that the people were going to get worse at it, be more accepting of it, they probably would have put it in the Constitution. I mean, they went through six or seven different iterations of the Second Amendment before they finally came up with the one that they felt that you wouldn't be able to misunderstand. Yeah, they were wrong. Anyway, back with President Biden. Worst case scenario is they get past the nomination process, then he's no longer able to continue as a nominee, and that would be a nightmare for Democrats. Other Democrats said, hey, no problem. He's fine. He's 3 years younger, or Trump is only 3 years younger than him. Trump has got all his brain cells moving properly. Trump doesn't look around the stage and try to shake hands with people that aren't there. He doesn't make $6 billion deals with a government that hates us. Biden supporters and critics of the Democrat Party suggest that Biden could take the lead in a race if he's able to overcome the persistent growing feeling in the electorate that his age. It's not his age. It's his inability to communicate. Did you hear him today in a speech at the UN? I mean, seriously, he mumbled most of it. He had a teleprompter in front of him. Yeah, just like somebody said, yeah, you got Fetterman out there. He's having a hard time. Dems don't care. As long as they get the power, they just need the numbers. Tell them how to vote. Dianne Feinstein, another one. She doesn't know what she's voting on. Even had her staff say, just vote yes. The real power's in the staff, it seems like. Longtime strategist James Carville, who used to hold a lot of weight with the party, he sounded the alarm over Biden's viability becoming a real liability for the party. Because he is the presumed nominee at this point. He said the voters don't want this, and that's in a poll after poll after poll. What's wrong with you people? He's worrying that these fears could lower voter turnout. He admitted, you know, you can't look at what you look at and not feel some apprehension here. Dean Phillips is a Democrat from Minnesota. He told NBC News that he believes that there's other candidates who have a far better chance and don't have any actual risk as the president has. Look at you. Kennedy. Robert Kennedy Jr. would give Trump a run for his money. For real. You know, I mean, and what do you got? This is really the best you got? You chased Tulsi Gabbard away. She would have been a better choice. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. They don't listen to the show, so we're good. Robert Kennedy Jr., with Tulsi Gabbard as his vice president choice, they would be a ticket to beat. I mean, really, seriously. Yeah, I know, Kennedy's got a bad name in some areas, but no. And in some areas, I don't agree with him at all in. But Trump was no saint either. Trump was not perfect either. Anyway. Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, he advised Biden and Vice President Harris to drop out now. Stop. You're going to hurt us. It's painful to say that given, he said, my admiration for much of what they've accomplished, oh, really. You ever think, I think it's hilarious that these people are hurting too. Do they not see it? Right? Do they not care? Do they not know? Polls show a growing divide between party leaders, Democrat voters, and their support of the incumbent. A poll from CNN found that 2/3 of Democrat voters wanted an alternate. 2/3. Not 1/3. Not half. 2/3 want an alternative. Only 1/4 of Americans polled felt that Biden had the stamina and the sharpness to serve. That guy can't make it up the stairs to his own airplane. That's a problem. Now, they're always what the White House always points out is the president's experience. Right. He's been there so long. What's he fixed? Give me something the man has actually fixed. You got nothing. I mean, Jean-Pierre is still trying to cover for him. She said, a president who has wisdom. I can speak to a president who has experience. I mean, Peter Ducey, this was her response to Peter Ducey during a recent press briefing. I can speak to a president who has done historic, has taken historic action, has delivered in historic places of legislation. No, he hasn't. He's done nothing but destroy this place and continues to destroy this place. And I don't, you know, frankly, I don't know the guy, don't like the guy. I don't even think he knows half of what's going on. I really don't. God bless, guys. I gave you a lot to think of tonight. A lot going on out there. We'll try to keep you up on it. We're back here tomorrow. Don't go far. Really, don't leave town. Or bring the app. Get the app on your phone. Bring it with you. And listen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.